In this election cycle, birth control has emerged as an issue in one state ballot measure and a dozen or so congressional races. According to advocates who hosted a conference call this afternoon, the issue surfaces despite the fact that public opinion polls show that 90% of American voters support birth control. Fofi Mendez is the campaign manager for Vote No on 48, a proposed ballot initiative in Colorado that would give full constitutional and human rights to fertilized eggs.
Over a month ago, we had the Colorado Bar Association join our efforts because defining a person in the state constitution as a fertilized egg is going to impact literally thousands of laws in Colorado. There are over 20,000 references to the term person in our state statutes, our regulations, and our city ordinances.
Mendez says if passed, Amendment 48 in Colorado would also lead to banning birth control pills and all forms of contraception, but it's currently losing in the polls. Mary Jane Gallagher is the president of the National Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. In discussing how the political parties and presidential candidates differ on the subject, she praised Barack Obama as being one of the first sponsors of what's being called the Prevention First Act in the Senate.
It's a beautiful bill in the sense of it's a Christmas tree. It puts all things related to reproductive health on one bill and most specifically supports the increase of federal funds for family planning for those who are uninsured.
Democrat Betsy Markey opposes the amendment, as do many moderate pro-lifers, including Colorado Governor Bill Ritter. The Republican challenger, Marilyn Musgrave, who the incumbent, she's a lead supporter of the ballot measure, along with really many other anti-contraception ideologues.
Christina Page is a blogger with birthcontrolwatch.org. She says birth control has evolved into an issue in a couple of congressional races in just the last couple of weeks, including in Virginia.
Jerry Connolly, the Democrat, has hit Republican Keith Simeon because as a CEO, Simeon did not provide contraceptive coverage to his employees, and this has become an issue in that race. There's a few other, there's about nine other races in which contraception is really playing out as an issue.
Mary Jane Gallagher says the American people are split on the issue of choice, but she says that the extreme right has been more outspoken as the election nears on eliminating contraception in the U.S., despite the fact that, unlike abortion rights, it's not nearly that controversial a topic with the public.
And I would encourage those of you who cover these races to simply ask the candidates where they are on contraception. I mean, when you have an electorate in this country so in favor of contraception, yet allowing, again, kind of a vocal minority to lead this call, there's a lot of misperceptions on how many people in this country really believe that birth control needs to be outlawed. I often say here in Washington, when I work to educate members of Congress, that in fact, Republicans and Democrats both use contraception. So this is, as we end up this election and see this coming forth in the last week or so, really needs to be of deep concern to this country.